Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you who are here early. Amen. We're going to begin officially at 9 o'clock. But we welcome you early tonight, and we thank God for you. Is there anyone there? All right. God bless you. We'll begin in about 5 minutes. God bless you. I miss you, Ambassador Hagan. Are you there? Ambassador Hagan, are you there?
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Praise and magnificent name of the Lord. And good evening, everyone. This is Ambassador Dr. Billy Hagan. We are here just to welcome all of you to the Dr. Bernard Downton Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are excited about the Lord and excited about what the Lord is doing in this incredible ministry. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 billion listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We are excited about what he is doing. We're excited about the convention that will be certainly taking place on this week, June the 9th to June the 12th. And we're excited about all of you who will be coming to be a part of this great international convention. Yes, we've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, the Virgin Isles, United States, Canada, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Big and Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagan. You're always so kind.
You're welcome.
The introduction, I appreciate you more than words can express. Thank you so much. Please feel Bishop Hagan, our regards. We're praying for him tonight. And
truly will.
Believing God to continue to bless him and heal his body. Thank you, Jesus. Great, wonderful name.
Lord, thank you so much.
And we're going to be praying that God will bless your body and give you peace in the name of Jesus. We're going to do that now. Heavenly Father,
thank you.
I'm going to just proclaim your name. It's my lifelong goal now. It's just to make the name of Jesus great and great. creator and heart. Oh, some people say, well, he is already. His name is so hot. To us it is. But among the multitudes, somehow the names of the disciples are hot now. And the name of Jesus is not. Let me prove. Because God, when Jesus was on the earth, when they said Jesus is coming, thousands and thousands and thousands of people would stop what they were doing just to hear Jesus speak. And now, Lord, they stop by the thousands to hear the disciples speak. All on the radio, all on television, promoting many times themselves and rather than Jesus. And God, I want the name of Jesus to be so hot that people will come to hear him rather than hear man. Because he's doing the speaking to us anyway. And I certainly want the people to seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Because every knee shall bow under his name, and every tongue shall confess under your name, Lord. Because tonight and bless this blood of mine. I pray that you let the name of Jesus receive praise, O God. And thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. And for what you're doing right now, we honor you, we praise you, and give you adoration. Forgive us for every sin of commission, every sin of omission. Forgive us for every sin. And help us to stand for thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, God, be with us tonight and help this to be a wonderful time. And we give you praise, Jesus, please. Please note it and please receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We're mindful that you're recording this, Lord, because if J-Mass could pray one prayer and just say, Lord, bless me indeed, and be in the book that you just wrote over 2,000 years ago, the Bible, and even before that, God, surely, you can have these thousands of thank yous in your new book. Amen. I know they are in there, and we thank you for it. Now bless the people. Give them their heart's desires. Oh, God, thank you for telling me to tell the people that whenever you're in the room, they can just simply say that the doctor said they have this and that. The doctor says they have cancer or whatever it may be. But you told me to tell them to say, but in the name of Jesus, by his stripes and by the wound in the side of Jesus, I am healed. And God, you heal every disease among the multitude. Thank you for it. And bless. What a wonderful time to give you praise and adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Good evening, folks, to all of you on the blog line. I just was reading in Psalms 119, 164. David is speaking here, and David said, seven times. Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
And then David said, checking out Psalms 119, verse 164. I said 119, verse 164. You do know that Psalms 119 has 166 verses. This is verse 164. He said, David said, seven times a day do I pray because of thy righteous judgment, talking to God. Lord, seven times a day do I praise you. Do I praise you because of your righteous judgment. What a wonderful privilege it is to praise him. And we can say on this line, Lord, every night we send us over 1,000 thank you. And worldwide, with the people who join us, we can say we send up over 3 billion praises. I want to just say that it's a privilege just to praise Him like that. It's a privilege to give Him adoration, and it's a privilege to give Him glory and honor. And we do thank Him, and we do pray. All right? I want to get a couple of prayer requests, maybe three or four, and then we'll praise Him. Anybody have a prayer request up there? All right, I guess nobody has a prayer request tonight. I want you to continue to pray, pray for Dr. Betty Johnson. God allowed us to pray for her, and God touched her, and God took the pain away. We need to see and make sure that the doctor at the hospital, you know, that we need serious problems, and she's fine. So thank God. Amen. Thank you. Keep her under the promise, though, and keep Sister Bria on your promise. Amen. Is there anybody else who wants to ask for prayer for any reason tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? All right. Let's start thanking the Lord here tonight. Let's give me some comments. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. With your joy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, 816-773-206. 913-314-711. Help us, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if you woke up this morning, you better thank Him. He has the option of thanking you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
For his power being demonstrated in my life on tonight. And I bless God for this meeting that's taking place. And I just ask that those that are on the line will pray my strength in the Lord as I pray yours in Jesus' name.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord. Listen, you better get up, she says. Give me your name one more time.
Evangelist Tubbs.
All right, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
God. Now, I just, you know what, you kind of remind me of Sister Tubbs, of something that the Lord showed me that I was really just focused on, and that is that we would get at least one new person every night. Amen. Just asking for one new person every night. Work on it. Amen. Faith without work is dead. I'm going to work on it. I want to ask you all to work on it with us. If you would do that, that would be such a blessing. Thank you. Every person trying to get on one new person. Or it may be you one night. It may be another person one night. Maybe somebody else who works on it. But together we stand and divide with them. Work on that for us in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. Now, do we have anybody else who wants to tell what the goodness of Jesus is to you and how God blessed you? Anybody? Step up. Step up.
Yes. This is Sister Joyce. And I just want to thank God for another day. Thank God for this blog line and the prayer line. And I thank God for you. And God bless all of you and continue to keep me in your prayers.
My God, Sister Joyce, God bless you. It's so good to hear from you and on this program, on this blind. God bless you.
Yeah.
Y'all work on getting one more coming tomorrow night for good. Amen. Sister Geraldine Garnett, come on, work on getting the one person. I know you can do it too. Amen. And Sister Cullen, try to get one more person for me. And Sister Lucia, get another person for me. Amen. And it goes on and on. And the Prophet is Bacon. Amen. Prophet Bacon, do you have anything you want to tell us tonight?
Yes, sir, I do. Thank you, Jesus. As the Prophet just came on, in the name of Jesus, I heard in his spirit, he's about his stripes that we are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We are healed. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
That's what
I heard
in the name of Jesus. Whoa, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And no matter what the doctor said, you can call it out by that, but just by his stripes and by the wound in his side, I am he. Just believe it. And what's more than you should be. And it shall be loosed in heaven. Thank God. My God, we are here. Is there anybody else who has a testimony? Anyone else before we dismiss? Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? I'm going to call you, Sister Karen Brown. I know you've got something you can say for the Lord. Amen. Amen. You hear me? Let's have a praise report for you. How about you, Sister Garnett? Let's have a praise report. What God has done for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This, Sister Jolene Garnett, I just wanted to say to everybody on the blog line to be encouraged because God is moving and he's blessing as never before. What the devil is messing with, God is blessing. And you all be encouraged, Dr. Gosselin, you and Lady Betty, because God is on your side. And you keep letting the Lord use you and be a very good courage. Keep your eyes on the cross. Amen.
We receive it. Blessing. We receive that. Thank you so much. That's encouraging. Thank you so very much. God bless you. One last. Long time for one more. Go ahead. All right. God bless you. And get ready to take it out. Amen. Is there anybody else who wants to say something before we go? Don't forget, we're on this 40-day fast, and I'm saying this because you're on it with me. And the prayer line, we're all on it. Amen. So let's find to acknowledge our arms outwardly. No, no, no. We are one body, one group. We are part of what everybody else is doing. And I'm doing a countdown. I started Sunday. Sunday was 10 days before the 40-day fast was up. Monday was 9 days. Tuesday was 8 days. Wednesday was 7 days. All right. This is Friday. Thursday was 6 days. And then Friday, I guess it's 5 days before the countdown. I was thinking we were at day six. Just in case we were a little early, let's say this is day six. Come on. Amen. This is six. Tomorrow we'll be at five. Join us on this 40-day fast, 12 midnight to 3 o'clock. Amen. And we're so happy to have you all. May the Lord bless you real good. All right, anybody else want to say something? If so, let it be known. Thank you, Jesus. God is being kind. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. I don't know when the last time I told you I love you. But I did love you. We're praying God for you. Sorry about the study tonight. We'll try to work on it and do better another night. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. All right. Hear my music calling me. Amen. I got a feeling everything will be all right. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, bless these precious people on this prayer line. Bless them in this city and bless them in the field. They're going out, they're coming in. Let the blessings of the Lord be upon them and make them rich and add no sorrow with them. And we pray that you bless, Lord, every mother on this line. Bless every father in the name of Jesus. Let them be protected by your security and the arms and their hands and legs are protected, Lord, by the security of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for all things. We appreciate all things. God, look on these people and anybody that we didn't get is in pain. God, please. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Whatever you're going through, just remember it's going to be all right. Amen. Y'all get ready. Might have a little Holy Ghost rehab here after this. It's going to be all right. Yeah, all right. God bless you. Get ready for the Holy Ghost we have. New Moon's name. New Moon's feet for Jesus. New Moon's arms for Jesus. God bless y'all. Let's please get up and do the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Good night to you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. God bless you. Good night.